Hurry up, Mum. Pick it up.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Who is this?
Well, this is the doctor.
You don't sound like you're at my mother's house.
No, I'm not. I'm in a telephone box.
Oh. Sorry, I must have called a wrong number. That's strange. A wrong number just called me half an hour ago. You say you're in a phone box. What made you pick it up?
Well, I just walked past, the phone rang. There was nobody around, and I was rather intrigued.
Don't you get much intrigue in your life?
No, on the contrary, rather too much at times.
Hold on, did you say you're a doctor?
Yes, but I'm not really...
Maybe you can help. I'm feeling rather unwell. I was trying to ring my mother to ask her advice.
Oh, well, I'm not sure...
It's just that I feel awfully queasy. I can't keep anything down. I've had a headache all day. Really bad. I mean, I've had to come home from work.
Oh, that just sounds like some kind of...
And this is the really odd part. The skin around my fingernails is all broken and bleeding.
Fingernails?
Yes.
When did this start?
This morning.
Then you've got to hurry. There may not be much time.
Should I go to a hospital?
Absolutely, right away. Well, they won't diagnose it properly, but do not let them tell you it's food poisoning or whatever they'll think it is. Don't leave until they've given you a thorough checkup.
Okay.
Tell them to look particularly at your neck.
Neck?
Yes. Kick up as much of a fuss as you have to. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I'll do that.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Right. Yes, sorry.
Don't apologise, just go.
Right. Bye.
Good luck.
Hello, am I speaking to Mr. Deakins?
No.
Is Mr. Deakins there?
Oh, no, I think you've got a wrong number.
Oh. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Wait a minute. I know you.
I don't... Oh.
Yes. Yes, we've definitely talked before.
The young lady I spoke to in the telephone box a couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Yes, that was me.
Good heavens. Well, I'm glad to hear you're alive and well. You are well, aren't you? I gather you're alive.
Oh, yes, I'm perfectly well, thanks to you. It was the strangest thing. I still can't quite believe it happened.
What did happen?
I did what you said. I went straight to the hospital and got a checkup. It took an age to get seen, and all that you'd said had put me into a bit of a panic.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I felt I had to get across how serious it was.
Oh, yes, I quite understand. Anyway, eventually I got seen, and it was just like you said it would be. They thought it was probably something I ate, or something like that, and they tried to make me go home.
But you didn't let them?
No. I was begging them, saying I knew it was something else, waving my hands at them and telling them to explain what was happening with my fingernails. Then I cried. Well, that seemed to do the trick. They agreed to see me properly.
And then?
Well, actually, I should keep my voice down. I'm not supposed to talk about this bit.
Where are you?
At work.
What do you do?
I'm a telephone operator. But I'm in my booth. Nobody will hear if I talk quietly. So, they looked at my neck and everyone went very quiet. At first, they were getting more and more doctors to come in and look at it. Then they started saying nobody was allowed to see me. I was on my own for a couple of hours. That was horrible. Then someone from the army came in.
Really? Who?
Well, I didn't think to ask his name. Anyway, he probably wouldn't have told me if I had asked. He was with this other doctor who I hadn't seen before.
Well, not a tall chap with white hair and rather flamboyant clothes.
No, he was short and bald, in his late 30s, I think, and he had a white coat on. Why? Did you think you might know him?
Yes, but I don't. Never mind, carry on.
Well, the doctor was very nice, very friendly, and told me he knew what he was doing and he was going to operate on me. And when I came round from the operation, the army man made me sign some papers saying I wouldn't talk about it.
Well, the Official Secret
Yes, that sounds right.
Then you shouldn't be telling me this. You could get into serious trouble.
Oh, it'll be all right.
No, don't risk it. Well, I can surmise the rest for myself. You don't need to tell me.
No, but I have to tell someone. I haven't been able to talk about it to anybody.
Well, you don't seem concerned about prosecution from the British government. What else is stopping you?
What do you mean, what else is stopping me? Everyone will think I'm mad if I tell them. You're probably the only person I'll ever talk to who'll believe me, and now I've got in touch with you again. I've got to tell you.
Right. Yes.
Do you see now?
Yes, yes. Carry on.
Where was I?
Well, you just signed the papers.
Oh, yes. And the army man had gone away. The doctor watched him go, then he turned to me and he said, I'm not supposed to show you this, but I think you deserve to see it. And he held up this little plastic tube, and inside it was... Oh, I'm sorry, now I'm saying it, it sounds really stupid.
It won't sound stupid to me, I assure you.
Right. Well, it was a metal worm. Or snake. About 6 inches long, but with little arms or legs all the way up and down it. I had no idea how it could have got there. He said it had been hugging onto my spine. And that's why I hadn't been well. And if I hadn't had the operation, I'd have been dead inside a day.
I'm glad you made it in time.
He asked why I'd been so insistent on being seen. I said I just knew there was something badly wrong with me. For a second, I thought he didn't believe me. Then he just said, yes, sometimes that happens. Well, and then they let me go home. I felt really drained for a couple of days. Then I was fine. As I say, I could hardly believe it had even happened. How did you know what was wrong with me, just from what I told you?
Experience.
Was it alien?
Yes, it would have been.
And you've got experience of alien things?
Yes.
Oh, lucky for me. I'm so glad I've got the opportunity to thank you. I thought about thanking you so often. Fancy me ringing you again like this. What are the chances?
Well, I could probably work it out. Let's see, it's 1974, so how many telephones would there be?
It was just a figure of speech. I don't really want to know the numbers, thanks.
No.
Massive coincidence, though.
Suspiciously so. In fact, I even wonder if it was a coincidence.
What do you mean? Well, I certainly didn't ring you on purpose. You saying it was fate?
No, I don't believe in fate, but... Oh, sorry. Listen, I should go. This isn't my phone.
What? Again? Picking up other people's phones seems to be a compulsion with you.
Well, actually, it hardly ever happens. I was just waiting for somebody in his office. The phone on his desk started ringing. I thought I'd take a message.
Who is it?
No, it's not for you. I've just realised I don't know your name.
My name's Lauren. Lauren Hudson. I don't know yours either, actually.
I told you before. I'm the doctor.
Well, that's it? Just the doctor?
Just the doctor.
How will I get in touch with you again? I mean, what's your number?
I don't have a phone.
Well, where do you live?
No fixed abode.
But I can't just say goodbye to you like this. I mean, you saved my life.
Look, I'm glad you're all right, but I'm afraid I do have to go. Goodbye, Lauren.
Bye. Hello? Hang on. You're not Connie.
No, I'm afraid not. Sorry.
Doctor? Is this you again?
Lauren?
Yes, this is me.
Aha, excellent.
What do you mean, excellent? Last time it seemed like you couldn't wait to see the back of me.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry about that. I was busy. And to be brutally honest, if I kept in touch with everybody whose life I'd saved, I'd never get anything done.
Yeah, I suppose it's a bit like that when you're a doctor.
Very much so, yes.
I can't believe I've called you again. This is getting really odd now.
Odd, yes. But it's not a coincidence.
Well, what would you call it?
Well, after we last spoke, I kept thinking about all the factors involved in those two calls. First, there was the fact that you called me twice accidentally. Well, that's unlikely, but it could happen. But then there's also the fact that you were gravely ill. And I was one of the only people, probably in the world, who might have known what was wrong with you.
And then the second time happened after I'd been thinking about how I wanted to thank you.
Yes. So both times you had a strong reason for wanting to speak to me specifically.
Mm.
And then factor in that two different telephones were involved, neither of which was mine.
Right. So, well, what's that if not a coincidence?
Uh-huh. That's the clever part.
Oh, go on then. Show off.
It's a virus.
A virus?
Mm. Both times after I spoke to you, I called somebody else not long afterwards, which is unusual in itself, as I rarely use telephones.
Why not?
Oh, as I say, I don't have one. Anyway, I prefer to write letters.
I thought you had no fixed abode either.
Can I get back to my point?
Yes, it's all right.
Well, my point was that I got wrong numbers too, both times. Both of the people who answered were, as it happened, very useful leads in a strange matter I was looking into.
Strange matter? This is just normal for you, isn't it? You deal with things like this all the time, don't you?
Not all the time. I take occasional holidays when I get the chance.
Yeah, but strange matters is basically your job.
It's more of a vocation.
So, what was this particular strange matter?
Some people were spreading parasites, like the one you had in your neck. I saw what happened to the victims who weren't as lucky as you.
Oh? Do tell.
If you hadn't got it out when you did, you'd have died. Then the parasite would have processed the raw material of your body into... Look, are you sure you want to hear this?
Against my better judgment. Yes, I seem to have developed a certain morbid curiosity, for which I blame you.
Well, over a matter of hours, the other bodies transformed into sort of, well, slug creatures.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm afraid not. Anyway, I got to the bottom of it and stopped them. But I'm not sure I would have done without those wrong numbers. When I had time to think it over, I decided to run some tests on myself and found traces of a very, very sophisticated bioengineered virus. I think it was transmitted by telephone. Now, when
but how
you...
can
no,
you...
No, please, questions at the end. When you catch it, it causes you to make subconscious mistakes the next time you use a telephone. You dial a wrong number, but the virus also generates coincidences. So the person you call is someone you can help, or someone who can help you. Then that person catches the virus and so on, until it reaches the end of its lifespan. Well, engineered viruses usually have a limited lifespan, you see, for safety reasons.
Are you finished now?
Yes, I'll score it.
Okay, first, how is that even possible? You can't catch a virus from someone by talking to them on the phone.
Well, no virus from Earth, no, but... Well, this is an engineered virus created by technology far in advance of anything you can imagine.
But how can it be?
Well, can you imagine how technology like that might work?
Well, no, but...
Well, there you are, then.
No, I mean, if it's not of this Earth, how did I catch it? What's it doing here?
Oh, I see. Well, I don't know. That's what I intend to find out. But there are any number of possible answers. Hopefully it just ended up here accidentally.
What? It just fell out of a space rocket on its way past.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, okay. So, it's alien.
Yes. And it's impressively versatile. It's clearly adapted to the ways in which humans communicate.
So, how long have you known there were aliens?
Since I was very young.
Well, I'm still getting used to it. I have been thinking a lot about aliens since I got ill last month. I never really thought about them before.
And what do you think now?
I don't know. I just know that they're out there and... And it's strange just knowing that, and it's strange that some other people know they're out there, but they don't talk about it. If it'll just pop into my head during an ordinary, dull moment that alien things might be happening just across the road and most people don't know about it and go on as normal.
That is That's more or less what happens.
Sometimes somebody will be talking to me at work, and I'll just want to tell them, forget about that, there are aliens out there. Let's talk about that.
Some people do find it hard to go back. I shouldn't think you ever see things in quite the same way again.
I get more bored than I did before.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's not your fault. You didn't put a metal worm in my neck.
Would you like to help me find out where this virus comes from? Well, I'm fairly sure it's still being emitted from some source somewhere, and I'd like to track it down.
Yes. Yes, yes, I would, actually. What do I have to do?
Just make a note of all the wrong numbers you get from now on, who they are and what their number is.
All right. Well, I'll ask. You realise they might not want to give it to me?
Well, just try. I want to trace this back to the source, and the only way to do that is to follow the chain.
I'll do my best. I should go, though. I'm on my way out. I was trying to call my friend Connie. She'll be wondering why I haven't. Do you want my number?
No. Let's just let the virus do its work. I'm sure we'll speak again.
All right. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye for now.
Connecting now to 312569. Hello, operator.
Lauren?
Oh, hello, Doctor.
This isn't good.
What do you mean?
Well, until now, all the calls have gone from you to me. Now they're going the other way, too.
And that's bad?
Well, yes. I was hoping the virus was following a broadly similar path each time. Now it's crisscrossing, which means it's spreading.
Actually, yes. I called a wrong number yesterday, and it was the first I've called in ages that didn't put me through to you.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was just an ordinary wrong number. But the girl I talked to works at the women's wear in Lewis's and tipped me off about a sale starting today, which I went to and got such a gorgeous dress. I mean, it's a little bit last year, but...
Yeah, but so it was part of the pattern, yes. Did you note down the call before it?
Yes, I did. Oh, hold on, it's on a bit of paper in my handbag. The chap was called Malcolm Taylor. His number is Cheveley Hill 4732. And I was able to tell him what the song he'd had stuck in his head for 2 days was. He said he'd had a few strange wrong numbers recently too, so he was happy to help. Maybe a bit too happy, if you get my meaning.
Well, I'm not sure I do.
Bit of an odd bod. Started coming up with elaborate theories about what might be causing it, all wrong, as it happens. But I didn't have the heart to tell him. Maybe you should try not to encourage him too much, though.
I'll bear that in mind. Oh, I'll call him now. Thank you.
You really don't go in for small talk, do you? Just asking, how are you? At some point, wouldn't go amiss, you know.
Well, I'm sorry, but this could be important.
Oh, and that absolves you from having to bother with basic social pleasantries, does it?
Well, I need to find people who can help me track this virus back as quickly as possible.
Did it occur to you that people might be more willing to help if you were a bit nicer to them? I've got a point, haven't I?
Yeah, you may.
Right. Well, since you asked, I'm feeling a bit out of sorts, actually. Yes, just feel like perhaps I need a change of scene.
Oh, that usually works for me. In fact, I do it constantly.
I need to move on, I think. This job wasn't meant to be a permanent arrangement. I shouldn't say that too loud. Some of these have been here for years and they get offended if I go on about wanting to do something else with my life. As if this should be good enough.
Well, it's a very necessary job.
I know. No, I know.
Well, at least it is at the moment.
Yes, and somebody's got to do it. Why not me? But I'm still not satisfied.
So, what do you want to do?
I want to be an actress, but I've not really had the break so far. Wish this virus would bring me a little luck with that.
I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it.
Do you?
Well, I'm quoting Thomas Jefferson. But I think it's very true. You could be waiting a long time for your luck to change.
Oh, point taken.
May May I go now?
Oh, yes. Make your call. I suppose I'm going to ring a wrong number now. I might as well get it over with. Oh, good luck.
Starlight by Steve Silver. You're listening to County 6371, and we've had a lot of calls for today's phony quiz, which is no surprise because it's a whopper. Yes, to mark our first fabulous day on the air, we're giving away a fantastic holiday for two in Marbella, courtesy of our friends at Talbot Travel, with flight, hotel, and meals all paid for, plus £20 spending money. Sound good? It should. This is the biggest prize given away on British radio ever. And it could go to our next caller. Who's on line number three?
This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. What's your answer?
Actually, I seem to have rung up by mistake.
Oh, wow. So you haven't been listening in?
No. I'm a telephone operator. They don't let us have the radio on at work.
Well, you've missed a great first show. Yeah, what do you think? Should we let her go anyway? Okay, yeah. Lauren, would you like to try and answer the question?
Oh, I might as well, I suppose. Could you repeat it, please?
I was just about to. It's a tough one, because we didn't want to give away a top prize like this one too easily. But you never know. Okay, Lauren. Which historical figure does the following quote come from? I'm a great believer in luck, and I find the harder I work, the more I have of it.
Hello?
Oh, no, I knew this would happen.
Pardon?
Who am I speaking to, please?
Connie Pickerill.
Connie? And why do I know that name?
Because you just phoned my house.
Oh, yeah, of course. Is Lauren there?
Yes. Hold on, who is this?
Tell her it's the doctor.
Yes. All right. Lauren? There's this weird guy on the phone for you. Hello, Doctor.
Lauren, this is a disaster.
Oh, thanks.
No, it's important. I'm in jail.
Jail? Oh, no. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, I'm fine. Don't worry. This sort of thing happens to me all the time.
How did this happen?
There was a misunderstanding.
What exactly was misunderstood?
I was arrested for trespassing.
Ah. And they misunderstood that you actually had permission to go wherever you'd gone?
Not exactly. But it was important. I was trying to trace the chain back.
And you scared the wits out of some poor soul by turning up on their doorstep rambling about alien viruses.
No, not exactly.
Am I close?
Fairly. But I should be able to sort this out, and I just need a good solicitor.
Do you know a good solicitor?
Well, that's what I was trying to do. I've only got one call. And I was trying to get on to someone who could engage one for me. I don't have any money.
If my mother knew I was getting calls from strange, penniless men in jail, she'd have a fit, you know.
Please, this is serious.
Oh, relax. Now, how long would you need this solicitor for?
I only need the money up front for a day, just to bring him down here. But I can't ask
Don't
you.
Don't worry, I can afford it. I just won a holiday thanks to you. This is the least I can do.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
It's not a problem. I'll call someone in the morning. Where are you?
Green Street Police Station. I gave my name as Dr. John Smith.
Uh-huh. I could come down there and try and bail you out, if you like.
No, no, just arranging the solicitor will be wonderful. I'll be fine. How are you?
Oh, you remembered. Well done. I'm slightly happier and looking forward to my holiday. I would ask you to come with me, since it was you who helped me win it, but I don't know, that seems a bit weird.
Oh, I fully understand. Don't worry about me. I can go on holiday anywhere I like.
So I'm taking Connie. We're celebrating now. How about you?
Well, contrary to appearances, it's actually going rather well. Which is why I'm keen to get out of here before the trail goes cold.
Oh, sleep well.
Thank you. Hello?
Doctor? It went all right with the solicitor then?
Yes, he was excellent. I'll pay you back.
Oh, I've told you, there's no need. Cost me my share of the holiday spending money, but I'm not going to begrudge you that. I'll just have to take my own spending money. How are you getting on?
I think I'm close. I'm triangulating a centre to all this activity, and I've narrowed it down to a few likely locations. Now, did you get the name and number of your last call?
Oh, yes. Her name was Julie Nichols, and her number was Hanfield Grove 5283. We went to school together and lost touch years ago. It was nice to hear from her, although she's more successful than me, which is a bit annoying.
Thank you.
You know, Doctor, I was thinking, should we really be trying to get rid of this thing? The virus, I mean.
Oh, yes, of course.
But it's done a lot of good, hasn't it? I mean, it hasn't brought me anything bad. I've won a holiday, found an old friend, had my life saved.
Well, I know. I think we can count ourselves very lucky.
Why?
The technology was undoubtedly developed for other uses. Well, it's a sad fact that all the best technology is made with military applications in mind. This one was probably intended for use by sleeper agents in enemy territory, enabling them to contact each other without carrying incriminating contact details. They randomly get put in touch with precisely the people who can help them.
I suppose so.
And that could have positive or negative applications, you see.
Yeah, but isn't that true of everything?
Well, yes. But, and I don't mean any offence by this, I make it my policy not to let cultures keep technology that's more advanced than they can handle.
No offence taken. I mean, I sometimes wonder if we can handle what we have got.
Quite. And imagine if the virus was adapted, made deadly. Well, you could assassinate somebody just by phoning them up.
I didn't think of that.
And even if the virus kept being a positive thing, is that how you want to live? Well, no, it saved your life, and I'm very glad. But beyond that, would you want everything to be dropped in your lap? Wouldn't you rather know you'd worked for it and deserved it? How would you feel if you saw someone else getting all that luck?
I suppose.
Humans prefer a universe that operates on clear cause and effect. Anything else feels unsettling, unsatisfying after a while.
Doctor, you talk like you're alien. Are you?
Yes.
You don't sound like one.
No, I know. Well, I don't look like one either.
More advanced than us.
Well, I don't like to boast, but yes.
And this is what you do. Make sure people like us don't get our hands on things we shouldn't.
It's one of the things I do.
What else do you do?
Whatever I think is right.
You must make some pretty big decisions.
Yes.
Can't be easy doing that.
No. But I do my best. I should go.
Yes. Yes, of course, sorry. Speak to you soon, Doctor.
Goodbye, Lauren.
Hello?
Oh. Sorry, Connie, it's Lauren.
Oh.
I don't know. I just got called by a wrong number, so I thought I'd try and make a call. I rang the first number that came into my head. I was hoping it'd be somebody else.
Charming. So let me get this right. You called me because it was the first number that came into your head.
Oh, forget it. Are we still on for Friday night?
Yes, as long as you're not going to ramble on like this.
Right, see you then. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Dear Doctor, I remember you saying you preferred... Dear Doctor, letters. I remember you saying you preferred letters to phone calls, so I've decided to write. Even though I don't know your address, I think I'm just going to write your name on the envelope and put it in the post. Maybe it's silly of me to think you might get it. But I've been waiting for you to call, or to get you on the phone when I don't expect it, and it hasn't happened. I just want to know, did you find the virus? Where was it? What happened? Was it an accident, or was someone spreading it on purpose? I suppose the fact that I haven't heard from you means you found it and put a stop to it. If I'd heard from you, it would probably mean you'd failed. So I keep telling myself it's a good thing I haven't heard from you. But I still want to know. I worry that you didn't manage it and something happened to you. As for me, I'm working harder and getting luckier. Working helps stop me from thinking about all the things I've known about ever since I called you that night. It's not that I don't want to. It's just that if I let myself, I get completely preoccupied with it. Oh, the only other thing I wanted to tell you is that you were right. If it was all just luck, it wouldn't mean anything. Please get in touch. Love, Lauren.